Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. It's Alice here with Lewis, and today we've got a fascinating story that could really shake up the global trading landscape. Donald Trump has just announced that the US will be sending formal tariff letters to foreign governments starting on Friday, July 4. What do you make of this?
Well, Alice, this is a big shift from the administration's earlier strategy. Instead of negotiating individual trade deals, they're opting for a simple reciprocal tariff structure. And the way they're rolling it out, batching 10 countries at a time with tariffs between 20 and 30%, sounds like they're aiming for efficiency.
Right, the president mentioned the complexity of dealing with over 170 countries. It makes sense why they'd want to streamline, but what about the impact on the UK? We're one of the few that's already reached a deal.
Exactly. Britain managed to secure the 10% rate and even got preferential terms for key sectors like automotive and aircraft engines. That's a big win, especially considering how other major trading partners are facing steeper tariffs.
Let's hear from the experts. Mark McCarthy from Basware said this tariff uncertainty is causing hesitation in IT spending. That's interesting because it shows how far-reaching these policies are.
Right. He mentioned that CIOs and CFOs might delay large IT investments. But there's a twist. Despite the uncertainty, companies are still investing in mission-critical financial operations. Accounts payable automation is a perfect example.
And why is that important? Well, timely payments to suppliers are crucial, especially when suppliers might be facing their own cash flow issues.
Exactly. Research shows that up to 90% of businesses pay suppliers late, but automated solutions can cut invoice processing from 10 days to under 4. That's a game changer for maintaining healthy supplier relationships.
But it's not just about business efficiency. Michael Joseph from Napier AI warned that tariffs could create a breeding ground for financial crime.
Oh, that's a key point. He said that fluctuating tariffs are causing unintended consequences, like new vulnerabilities for money laundering. And with tariffs as high as 145% in some cases, criminal organizations might exploit these differences.
So how do we prevent that? He suggested that techniques like invoice manipulation or falsifying country of origin documentation could become more common.
And it's harder to detect during times of volatility. That's a real concern, especially when the economic cost of financial crime is so high, over $600 billion a year in the US alone.
On a more positive note, Trump confirmed a new trade agreement with Vietnam, cutting US tariffs from 46 to 20% and granting duty-free access for American exports. That's a win for both countries.
Absolutely. But the bigger picture is that the US is sending a clear message to the world. They're ready to play hardball with tariffs. It's going to be interesting to see how other countries respond.
And with the UK having already secured a deal, it's a good example of what can happen when you engage in negotiations. We'll be keeping a close eye on how this unfolds. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more business news tomorrow.